Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act something.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on,
looking like the trap of dawn,
giving them all
dress like a million bucks,
but things in its cuffs.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, it is Steve Harvey. Yeah, got a radio show. Okay. This is timely for everybody, I'm sure. I want to offer you all some encouragement, because everybody needed. Let me tell you something. You strike out on your goals, you strike out on your aspirations, and so you strike out, as it happens to all of us. Here it comes. Life. Life just hits one of them bad notes, as it always does. As it always does for all of us, for everybody. Now, when those bad notes happen, when the haters come out of nowhere, when the setback comes up, when the out of nowhere appears, when the I didn't see that coming comes, here's what you have to do. Here is the thing that I have been teaching myself for years, that I used to not always understand. So I'm trying to give it to you. You have to be encouraged anyway. Now that's difficult. Okay, Steve, what you talking about? You just told me all this discouraging stuff that can happen, and you said you got to be encouraged anyway. Yeah, man, you have to. Because what's happening to you right now, the thing that you're going through right now, the thing that everybody's going through right now. Ain't nobody on smooth sailing, man. Everybody got something. And if they on smooth sailing, just know this is coming. There's nothing I'm wishing on anybody. It's just that this is life. This is how it happens, everybody. So please stop getting on the old woe is me bandwagon. Oh, Lord, why me? Oh, Lord, something always happened to me. Something always happens to everybody. But here's what you got to do when you get in moments like this. You got to be encouraged. You got to remember in those times when it's going wrong, you got to remember all that you've been through. You got to remember all that you've come through. You have to remember those other times when you felt like this and somehow, unexplainably, you don't even really stop to say nothing about it. It just changed for you. And the problem that was is no more. And the situation that seemed so insurmountable, you got over it. You got around it. You got over it. Sometimes you just got to slide right under it. Sometimes you got to plow through it. But in those times, when it's discouraging for you, when you feel like giving up, those are the tests. Those are the moments that will determine whether we make it or not. I'll tell you one thing for sure. If you give up in these moments right here, here is a for sure, you'll never make it. That's unquestionably the deal. If you give up in these dark times, if you give up in these what you think is insurmountable moments, if you turn back now, here is the 1,000% for sure, you ain't gonna make it. But there is a bright side to this situation. If you keep your head down, if you keep forging, if you keep pressing on, sometimes if you just stand there and sometimes get knocked to your knees, but if you stay in that place, if you just stay there and ride the storm out, my head is bloodied but unbowed. If you can just stay there, if you can sit in that moment and ride it out, you will win. You will pass the test and you will get to move on to the next level. But there is no next level without a test. You can't get to grade 6 without passing grade 5. You can't be a senior without first being a junior. You can't graduate without fulfilling the hours and requirements. You see, I don't care what you do in life. Look at it. It's all set up on levels where you've got to accomplish the thing before in order to get to the next level. And when you've made those level accomplishments, you get to graduate. that you can go on and get a master's and a PhD. You can go on and become rich. You can go become wealthy. Or you can go somewhere and think yourself in another set of circumstances. But you got to go through something to get to something. There ain't nothing free. So you can stop that notion about being successful that is easy. Come on, man. If it was easy, what we talking about? It is not easy. Stop thinking it is. It is difficult. But I'll tell you what's even more difficult than becoming successful. You want to know what that is? Try not being successful your whole life. That's hard. You are listening to a person who has done them both. Been successful and really, really been not successful. And I got news for you. Both of them hard. But I would rather deal with what it is to be something, to make something out of myself, to force myself to go to work when I don't feel like it. This morning was a rough get up for me. But I got up and I said, thank you anyway. Never give up. And I don't watch this dude till he done messed around and got close to me because he just never gave up. You can never, ever give up. Never. It's not an option. Giving up cannot be an option for you. You cannot do that. It's out of the question. It's inconceivable in your mind to quit. Because to quit is to what? What you get when you quit? Nothing. There is a reward for those who hang in there, who never give up, who forge through, who see it through, who get knocked down and get back up, who gets trampled, but somehow gathers themselves and get back to your knees. But stay in that place, man. Don't ever give up. Don't let go. Be encouraged. Think of all you've been through. Think of all you come through. Think of all he's done for you. Think of all the times you thought you wasn't going to make it, but somehow, without you ever even saying thank you, he got you through it anyway. That's that thing called grace now. We kind of need that in our life. All I need is a little more grace. You can't give God no money for grace, man. Grace is absolutely free. It's available to everybody. But you can't get none if you quit. Don't give up. I'll just tell you that flat out. Don't ever give up.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your undivided attention, please? Thank you. Now, put that down. Now, stop. Stop all that. Thank you. Now that I have it, it's time for the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Wait a minute, hold on 1 second. I said no! It's time for the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Welcome, everybody. Welcome one, welcome all. We are here. Man, hold on, y'all, 1 second.
Man, I ain't gonna tell your ass no more! I said no!
Damn! Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Steve Harvey Morning Show, and this is how we chose to do it this morning. The creator of reality radio, and it don't get no more real.
What?
Who's authoring?
You gonna make? Hold on. Wait till I get off this damn radio. You just wait.
Welcome to the Steve Harvey Morning Show, Shirley Strawberry.
Hey, good morning, Steve. A lot going on over there.
Ain't nothing happening right here. We're just being real with it. You know, Carla for real.
I mean, keeping it real. What's going on, Steve?
Hey. Go in there and ask your mama.
Get on my nerves.
I knew it was the kids.
Nephew Tommy.
Yeah, yay. Yeah, I'm in the building. Top.
J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Mr. Harvey? What's going on, man? Yeah. What is happening?
Hey, nothing, man. Everybody good?
Everybody good,
yeah. Sir.
Yeah. How about you?
I'm in good shape, man. Real good shape. Mm-hmm. Happy, blessed.
Aww.
I don't want no applesauce.
Mm-mm. Wait, did you just say happy?
Yeah, really very happy. Ecstatic. Listen to me. Okay. Overjoyed. The key is, I'm not finna let nobody steal my joy.
Okay. Amen, brother.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Amen again.
Because there are joy thieves out there. The joy thieves are out there. They really are.
They are.
They stealing joy.
Man, they will steal your damn joy in a minute, man.
Boy, yeah, you know what's amazing to me? It's like amazing that people who think they can do something to you, like it's just going to be free. You know, like that, I'm going to just do what I want to do to them, and it's just going to be free. Well, I'm here to tell you, it ain't free. You're going to have to pay.
Free ain't free.
One way or the another.
No, free cost. Ooh. It does.
Free ain't free.
Yeah. Free cost.
Yeah. You got to spend gas to go get it. I mean, they don't deliver free to you, so you're right, Tommy. Free ain't free.
Free ain't free, baby.
Never is.
Jay, what? It's like, it's almost like a conversation.
Uh-huh.
If you're not listening real carefully, but if you listen real closely, it's real stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, what? What I?
Yeah, say what now?
The sun is shining.
Well, I'm glad you're happy, Steve.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm glad for that myself. Yeah.
Always good.
Had a good weekend. Played some golf this weekend.
Oh.
Played pretty good. But, you know, it's just once a couple of them swings, you'd be going, what the hell did I do?
What the hell did I do?
All right, coming up in 32 minutes after the hour, we're going to hear from the nephew. He is back to run that prank back right after this. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. All right, it is time now to start your morning off with the nephew and run that prank back. What you got for us, Nev?
Your son didn't make the team. Let's go, Cat Dog.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Miss Lydia.
This is she. Master's calling.
This is Coach Watkins up at the school. How are you?
Hey, Coach Watkins, I'm fine. What can I do for you?
Listen, we've had Malik out for the last week and a half. He's been coming to practice here at the junior high school, and wanted to reach out and give you a call about everything that's going on.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know he's really excited. He can't wait to start the season. He's ready.
Yeah.
He's working all summer.
Well, you know what? I'll be honest with you. He's a great kid.
Yeah.
And he's got a good heart, and he's really, really, really trying to produce as much as possible.
Well, you know, he loves the game, and he's been playing since he was a little kid.
Yeah. You know, this is the seventh grade. This is the first time some of these kids have played organized football, and this is the first time playing school football. And it's a big transition. That if you've been playing little league ball or Pop Warner or whatever you want to call it, it's a big difference and a big transition to go from one to the other. You understand?
Yeah, I do understand. But Malik has been working really hard. Yeah, so he's ready.
Well. Let me say this. My main reason for calling you is letting you know that Malik, as of right now, is not going to be able to make the cut. As far as
what you think,
he's not going to be able to make the cut as far as being on the team for this year. Now, I got.
Wait a minute, you said Malik. Wait. You said that Malik is not going to be able to make the team.
He's
not going to make the team.
He's a great kid. You know, he's a great kid.
I know he's a great kid, but wait a minute. Now, he didn't play Pop Warner, and he was a starting quarterback. So what are you talking about? He's not going to make the team this year. He was the best they had out on that squad.
Okay, and you know what? I've heard a lot about him. I heard he did a great job.
Heard about him? Wait a minute. Have you seen his stats? 20 touchdowns in the season.
I understand.
What other kids is out there doing that?
But you know what? But right now we got a lot of different kids that are coming into this particular school. So, you know, the competition has gone greater and greater than what we could possibly understand.
Wait a minute. This is seventh grade. First of all, everybody makes the team. Nobody gets cut in the first place. You got an A team and a B team. So you telling me my baby ain't made none of them teams?
Right now, Miss Lydia, Malik, like I said, Malik is a great kid. I like him.
I know what Malik is. I know that he's a great kid, and he's a ball player. Now, I make sure of that. So don't come telling me that he's not good enough to make the cut on this seventh grade team.
Well,
don't come telling me who is the quarterback. You tell me what's going on. Who is the quarterback?
Well, actually, right now my son is the quarterback.
Your son?
My son is actually the quarterback. He hasn't done any Pop Warner or anything, but he really has what it takes to be the quarterback.
He's never played football before, he's never played organized football. But he is going to be the quarterback for the seventh grade team. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, yeah, my son is actually
the
starting quarterback, but that's neither here nor there.
But my son don't make the team, and my son scored 20 touchdowns. 20 touchdowns, is that what you're telling me? Oh, hell no. This is some I'm calling up to that school tomorrow. I will be up there tomorrow.
Let me explain something.
I don't know what this is. It's nepotism or whatever the you got going on around here, but hell no. My son ain't made the squad. Hell no. It's going to be smoking the city tomorrow when I get up there.
Miss Lydia, what I want to say is this. If your son would take a year off and try to get himself together and get his fundamentals together, I think he'll probably
be
a greater football player when he gets to be headed to the eighth grade.
He was the rising star last year. What you talking about his fundamentals together? Your son ain't never even played this.
Well, you know what? I've worked with my son, and it's a little awkward for me to try to talk about what my son has done.
Hell yeah, it's going to be hard for you to talk about because you don't know what your son has done because ain't nobody ever seen your son. You just got this dream, probably something that you ain't did. You want to live vicariously through him. Hell no.
I played in high school, and let me say this. I'm trying to do the best that I can and the best of my ability to make sure that everybody gets a good and fair shot at what's going on.
But he don't get to play. So what about Malik? Malik don't get no fair shot?
I think Malik
don't get to play?
He'll work out to be a better.
That's some bull. Throw that to them other mothers. That's some bull. I bet you, I guarantee you this, my son will be starting this year. I guarantee you this. You don't want none of this.
Okay, well, right now, all I can say is I need Malik to actually bring his cliques back because my son's going to need him to play in.
What? How about them cliques? Your son ain't getting Your son running down that field, he going to run barefoot. He ain't getting mine. Nothing.
Ma'am, from my records, understanding is that the cliques actually came
your
from
records
school.
Is wrong.
That's what
your
I'm understanding.
Records the one that told you that my son can't play. Your records ain't Ain't nobody thinking about your records. You, your mama, and the day she bust your
Ma'am, I'm not going to sit here and go back and forth with you. All I'm trying to say is that Malik is going
to... No, my son ain't about to do You start looking for a new job. Get your resume together.
Hey, you know what, ma'am? I'm not going to go back and forth. I got one more thing I need to say to you.
You ain't got nothing else to say to me. My son will be playing, and I'll be up there tomorrow.
I have one more thing I need to say to you. Are you listening?
Only thing you need to tell me is who I need to talk to tomorrow. Now, who?
I'll let you know that as soon as I tell you this. Are you listening?
I'm listening. What?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your sister Ina got me to prank phone call you.
What the f***?
Hello?
I'll be dead.
Lydia.
Ina, I'm going to kick that Man, I thought y'all was really coming. You got me all hot in here.
Hey, baby.
Woo!
You finna whoop everybody at the school, wasn't you?
Baby, what's going on?
Oh, man. I got something to ask you. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show. Oh, Lord.
Thomas, man. You got her.
Uh-huh. Bob right now is in my new top three.
Yeah, I love Tom.
All right, thank you, Nephew Tommy. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO with our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, in the building. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. All right, Steve, time now for you to help some listeners with their love problems.
Right here.
This is our Ask the CLO segment. If you have any love questions for the CLO, please go to SteveHarveyFM.com. All right, Steve, it sounds like you're ready. This one is from Incognito in Oklahoma. Says, my husband is a security guard at a community college. He recently busted two students smoking weed, and he took the weed and reported them. He brought the weed home and put it on his nightstand. I didn't know he had to turn the weed into the school, so I smoked it. When he noticed the weed was gone, he flipped out and said he could lose his job over this. He searched all over the house. He knows I smoke, but he never accused me of taking it. I hate to see him this stressed out. Should I confess?
No, why don't you just buy him some more and give it to her? Have him lose his job? You confessing ain't gonna save the job. You got to buy some more damn weed and give it to your husband.
But you're too high to figure that out.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
All the damn weed.
You too high to figure that out.
Harvey gave you the answer in 30 seconds.
But he doesn't smoke, and she thought he just brought some weed home for her.
You don't smoke all the weed.
What they do, Jay, they pinch off the top. Is that what they say they do? They
yeah, you roll a joint and call it a day. Damn. That's
wow, she's greedy.
Selfish.
All right, so buy your man some more weed. All right, moving on. Santanya in Evanston, Illinois says, I'm a live music junkie and I've always loved drummers. Two Saturdays ago, my boyfriend and I went to hear a band and I locked eyes with the drummer and we flirted all night. I managed to slip him my business card before we left and he called me the next day. I met him for lunch on a Tuesday and right after we were seated, my boyfriend appeared out of nowhere and sat with us. My boyfriend and the drummer are co-workers, so it was a setup. And my boyfriend dumped me. It's cool though, because I want It's cool though, because I want the drummer. Do you think I stand a chance with him now?
Yeah. You're gonna get the drummer.
Right.
But that's all you're gonna get is a drummer.
That's right.
You're gonna get beat, and then that's gonna be it. He gonna beat you. Because that's what drummers do. And then that's gonna be it. Wow. It was a setup. They was co-workers. You got busted. That's okay. You want the drum anyway. Go on and go for the drummer. But you about to find the trick. Dudes is real tricky when they real boys. You need to get off them damn drummers.
I mean, if you just have to have a drummer.
You got to open up yourself up to piano players.
Horn players, Steve.
Yeah, horn sex.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. No, you don't stand a chance with him. Carlisa in Macon, Georgia. I've been married for a year, and I moved into my husband's home after the wedding. I noticed he had a lot of female clothing and coats in a basement closet. He told me they belonged to his ex, and she moved out of state and needed to store a few things temporarily. I put all of her stuff in a big plastic bin, and I told him I need her address. He said I can't send them to her because that's rude, and he promised to keep them for her. I know he loves me, but should I worry about his loyalty to his ex? What?
Well, it's not no loyalty. It's just that he's got it a little bit mixed up. Because if he think he finna live in that house in peace with her clothes in that damn basement, he's sadly mistaken. Your job is to give him nothing but pure hell about them clothes until they gone. And I want all the fellas to know I'm not telling them nothing they ain't gonna do anyway. So ain't no always telling the wrong thing. No. This what they gonna do any damn way.
We already knew this. I applaud her so hard for packing them up and sending them to her, wanting to do that.
Oh, no. No. She got to get out of here. Now, he gonna tell her he'd keep them. No, partner. I got what you're saying, but it's got to go.
Got to.
Yeah. I know he loves me, but should I worry about his loyalty to his ex?
It's not loyalty to her. He just did something as a favor. He thinks he's being honorable by doing what he said he's going to do, but it cannot be at the expense of you.
No.
It's the part he's missing.
Right. That's exactly right, Steve. He said, I can't, his wife can't send them to her because that's rude.
Okay. Well, we're about to be rude, Pop.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm the new Miss So-and-so, and here your sugar honey iced tea.
Right.
Via FedEx.
And then the husband said he promised to keep them for her. What? You have a wife now.
That stuff away so fast.
Girl, yeah,
well, you
got to
break a promise, ain't you?
Yeah.
You promised.
Promise who?
I did. Yeah. Thank you. This is my house now.
We can mail it or burn it. Which one you want to do? You want to mail it or burn it? How you want to do it?
I wouldn't have gave him the option. I'd have threw it away.
We know you wouldn't.
Look.
We know
you'd have
had a bite.
I ain't running this by nobody.
Speak on it, Carla.
Didn't I ask you for the address? Yeah.
I'm running this by nobody.
Baby, what is that in the fireplace?
Somebody's clothes. Some clothes. They want my clothes.
Yeah.
Why is all that smoke? Why I smell like perfume in here? Mm. Oh, that's your... them is your helper's clothes.
Right. Promised.
But this is a red flag, though, because he doesn't see that. You know, this is a red flag. Well, he said, I can't send them to her because that's rude, and I promised. That's a red flag. Your husband should never say that to you about another woman. Come on
now. Protecting her feelings,
son. What about our
fire? Yeah. Her feelings.
I promise to get him out of there in the morning. That's the only promise you need to
do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not cool. Not cool at all.
No.
All right,
go ask your ex for some clothes and bring them in there. See what happens.
Okay. All right, Junior.
Oh, that's Jimmy's jacket. I promise I will keep it for him.
Yeah. And you can't handle this because that's rude now.
Jimmy's jacket.
Jimmy. Now who started the fire?
Jimmy to come get this jacket for Jimmy get jacked.
We're with you, Carlisa. All right, thank you. Thank you so much, CLO. Great advice as always.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, so I see we have here little mean things.
Yeah, I know, it's me. This is all me.
Oh, this is all you?
This is all me. Okay. I have been dubbed the meanest person here.
Well, I don't care. You're not really a mean person. No. You're honorary as hell. I'm just an old honorary, bitter, disgruntled.
Yeah.
That's the word, disgruntled.
I take all that.
Yeah. What? So what you doing now?
And it's little things that give me enlightenment. Little mean things that I like to do.
Okay. You actually do these?
Yeah. Yeah. I love
it. Like what?
Like, okay, if I see somebody's dog using outside, I like to honk the horn real loud
in the middle, right in
the middle.
Make him chop
just
off.
Make him do that. That gives me such an enjoyment.
Yeah.
Like if I see somebody running for the elevator, I'm on the elevator, and they yell out, "Hold the door! I'm coming!" I act like I'm holding the door.
Uh-huh.
But I go through the most. You can make it. Come on, man.
Hey, dog, act like you looking for
And then start pushing that button.
Yeah.
And then when that door closes, I love it. I'll send it back down. Don't be right back down. That's so mean and evil. If I see somebody in the store with his wife or his girlfriend, oh, my God, this is so much fun. I love to do this.
What?
Like when they're not looking, put condoms and lube in their basket. When they get the check out.
Get your friend, Steve.
Put
get
it up under friend. The meat. Oh my God. when they check out. Let's see that look on their face. Oh, that's so much fun. Oh my God. When I see little old ladies crossing the street with the walker, just like, But they get right in front of the car. Just hit the gas. You hit that gas. Put your foot on the brake, right?
Really?
That's too dangerous, Jay.
Just hit it once.
That's too dangerous.
That's so mean.
Just that look on their face.
That's mean.
You just grab it straight up.
They be scared.
I'm that guy. I don't mind taking your parking space.
Jay, that's...
I don't mind. If I see you waiting, I'll be like, get up in there, man. Yeah, I know you was waiting. It's going to work out for you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I love to do this. I love to go to a restaurant. Any restaurant I go to, it's my birthday.
Okay, you get the cake.
Get that cake.
Happy birthday, yes, song.
You know, but you got to say it low. You know, it's my birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. I love that.
He's diabetic and he's getting cake.
It's your birthday.
For free.
If I'm in church, right, and you got your baby facing me, I'm going to make him cry.
Yeah. Yeah, now you right have to leave the service.
When the parents turn around, you got a straight face.
This is
smiling.
The best one right here.
What?
You go in the ladies, in these ladies' stores, right? In the big shops, and you switch the sizes, right? You put size 6 on a 14. So she thinks she got on a 6. Girl, I'm coming down. Girl, it's coming out.
Right. I mean, there's something wrong with
that's so
Steve,
much
did you
fun.
Know all this when you hired him?
That's so much fun.
There's something wrong with
just the last one right here.
Okay.
You got another one.
Just the last one. Hitchhikers. Oh, my God. They're the best. They're the best. Because you know they've been out there for a while.
Yeah.
You stop about 2 blocks up. And you have to hear, where you going? Turn out of here. What? Come on, I'm going that way. Didn't you drive your ass just to watch him in the rearview mirror with that look on him? Oh, my God.
You're wrong, man.
That is so much fun.
I know people still hear that.
You're right.
That dog one, I love that dog one. That was the best. Right when he broke down, right? And you see it on his face. You hit that, bang, 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 and then.
You gotta lock it up.
You wanna lock all this hills up?
Ain't nobody going past.
No, man. My favorite got to be the old lady on that walk.
No!
Right, right. She come right,
right in front of the car.
And but then they turn and cut you out. Because they can't do nothing about it.
That's just wrong.
I know. Man. I know. Well,
you put them condoms in that basket.
Oh, my dog. God. Put it up under the meat. Right, when they
put
get
it under that meat.
When they man, because
both of them trying to figure out which one of y'all.
Yeah, right. Who this for? Who you got this for?
Proud of yourself?
Okay.
Ooh, man. The last one I like to do is
okay,
let go.
You got another one,
Jay?
One more.
Come on. Got one more. Come on. All right. Let go of the movie theater, right?
Okay.
Wait till you get crowd.
Yeah, we all love movies.
Sit in the middle, right in the middle, okay. Middle seat.
Best seat, uh-huh.
Right in the middle uh-huh. Seat, right?
Yeah.
And through the whole movie. Excuse me, coming through. Excuse me. Gotta pee. Excuse me. And then you go back in there. Excuse me, coming through. Excuse me.
I hate that.
Coming through.
I hate that.
Damn. Excuse me. Oh, Lord. I had too much soda. I gotta pee again.
How you doing again?
Hey, but how much time in between you when you leave and when you call?
Oh, right when the good part. Excuse me, gotta pee. Well, I must have had too much soda. Excuse me, gotta pee. Just little things I like.
Jay.
Oh, man.
You need to repent.
That happened one time. What? Did. I was with a couple parties. And this fat dude kept getting up. My boy told him, he said, hey, man, come by here one more time.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now, guys, to play a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather eat a pumpkin raw or eat a salad with flies on it?
What kind of would you rather ask question is that?
What do you know, damn?
What, just answer the question.
I ain't eating no raw.
I don't want to eat no salad with no flies on it.
No.
I can fan flies. You, been doing that.
Yeah. I don't even know what pumpkin
eats. It's pumpkin, man.
Raw?
Yeah.
Well, what is I'm eating this salad for? The salad ain't cooked.
It's raw. It's a raw salad. All right, would you rather ants in your pants or worms in your shoes?
No, you can't be in my pants. I'm going to have to deal with the worms in my shoes.
No.
You can't be in my pants.
Hell no. I got these worms in the shoes. I'm going to walk their ass to death.
I'm going to kill their ass.
What's your
deal? I'm going to kill them.
They're going to die just because you walk. That's it.
Them damn ants going to be busy, though.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't fool with the man's man. Mm. And when they get together, woo! Oh,
and they get scared.
They get scared and they get that signal.
Yeah.
Like, what? Yeah. And bite at the same time.
No.
Yeah.
Worms.
All right. Would you rather dinner at the exorcist house or B-B? Dinner at the poltergeist?
Oh, I'm at the poltergeist house.
Poltergeist.
When this heifer's not spitting on me and turning her head around, and the devil pick up the bed. We don't play with the devil.
No.
And the poltergeist house, y'all going to turn this damn TV off, and we're going to get some sleep around here. That's what y'all going
to do. Bring the white people out to TV. Yeah, we here. But I tell you who ain't here. The devil ain't here, though.
B. Yeah.
B, poltergeist. White people stepping out of TVs. How y'all doing? What's up?
Come on. Make yourself at home.
Hey, step back up in there and put on ESPN before you come out.
Dun-dun-dun.
Yeah. Satan picking the bed up, got this white girl scarred all up, turning head. I'll give you a condom.
All right. Would you rather sleep in a coffin for a whole week now?
B.
Or sleep in the bed with a vampire?
B. Scoot your punk ass over. Bite me. Try.
I'll you up. B. Yeah.
Your what? Ass, man. Me and him going to be busy. We're not laying in this damn coffin.
With a vampire?
Man, what he going to do?
Now, bite if I sleep you. In the coffin, if I sleep in the coffin, can we keep the dough open? Can we keep the lid?
No.
Dog, I'm the not climbing in that coffin. I don't give a damn what happened. Me and that vampire, I'll be up all night with his ass.
My well, first rule with this sleeping. Vampire, my first rule with the vampire, keep your fangs to yourself.
I bet that coffin comfortable, though. I'm telling you, man. I bet that thing is comfortable.
It's all
Tommy
satin.
Want the yeah. coffin, guys.
What?
Well,
yeah.
You ain't got nobody no you can way. Check on it with.
We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now to check Steve's voicemail. And if you would like to leave a message for Steve, all you have to do is call 877-29-STEVE. That's 877-29-STEVE. And we might play your message on the air. You never know. This one's from Quita, Steve, in Tallahassee.
Good morning. My name is Quita. I'm calling from Tallahassee, Florida. This morning on the show, Shirley was telling you all about the guy, Grease from Chicago, that basically told Siggy to, you know, lay off the short jokes. And just for the record, I'm also what we call vertically challenged. I'm 5'1". And there's nothing wrong with being vertically challenged. Sometimes you guys need us at the grocery store. When you need those, you know, things on the bottom row, you can't bend down. See, you're getting old. All you got to do is ask somebody to help you. You guys have a great day. I love listening to you guys. Bye-bye.
Well, what's her name? Quita.
Quita.
First of all, Quita, I have no problem with short women. Not at all. I know some fine, fine things that's short. I ain't got no problem with short women. It's short men. It's short men that I have trouble with. And I am getting old, but I can still reach the bottom shelf because I can still touch my toes with my knees locked. Mm-hmm. I'm okay. I try to stay physically active. That's not a problem for me. And I have money. I can pay a short person to walk around and get stuff off the bottom shelf for me if I want to. That's not a problem for me. So the problem ain't short women, Queen. And please don't get me wrong, because I bet you just all that in a bag of chips, girl.
It's not
a but
cute.
To short men, greasy.
Chicago.
Leave Grease alone, man.
F you. People like that. I'll pat their ass up whenever I want to. And, you know, it's like this right here. If you look at Tommy on the Zoom right now, you ever notice why Tommy only show you his head?
Why?
Huh?
What?
Why is that?
What are you talking about?
Because he look normal.
All right, let's get to another call.
Go ahead.
Smooth, the poet from Charlotte.
Hey, Steve. My name is Smooth the Poet. I'm out of Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm a big fan of your morning show, but I'm also a big fan of your sitcom. I grew up on your sitcom, 35 now. I'm listening to your show. And I see that you're really big on music, so I got a two-fold question. One, can we get, like, a sitcom reunion where all the cast is still alive? Rest in peace to Merlin Santana. That would be kind of dope. And two, since you're real big on music, are we going to ever get a musical album from Steve Harvey? I think that would be great. I don't know. Just let me know. That'd be kind of cool. Peace and love to the whole crew.
Yeah. Well, I want to say a couple of things. Thank you for your wonderful message and everything, and I take all that in consideration. No, I won't be doing a music album of any kind, but I do have a question for you. How is your ass is into poetry with all that slurred ass speech? That's what I was trying to figure out. I don't know if it was early, if you had been drinking. I was just saying, when that Steven, you could have called to get on the music that, and there was one that
also
if he's the one that can do that there and come back and just that thing, then can.
Steve,
and I
want to
say,
that.
Good care. Take care of Tommy. Tommy got cancer. He's doing better
she did
now.
She
not
say that.
She said so one thing. I just want to say, I'm Charlamagne the poet.
Kenneth from the Bronx. Right.
Great morning, y'all. Best morning show I've ever heard in my existence. I appreciate you. And I feel blessed to be able to call you Uncle Steve since I was able to see you in Apollo about 1998. I was about 11 then, man. 34 now, birthday coming up. But just want to wish you a happy belated and the whole crew. The Shirley Strawberry, nephew Tommy, to everybody. You understand? Love y'all. Peace and blessings again. And continue your good work. I will be listening. This is Kenneth from the Bronx, New York at the moment, trying to get my life in order. Later, y'all.
Yeah.
Boogie well, down, Kenneth, Bronx.
Stay with it, man. Happy belated birthday, man. And you are in the process of getting your life in order. It's all in the works right now. Everything you ask God for is on the way, man. Keep the faith, man. Never give up. And we are the baddest morning show in the world. And to the poet lady, this poet to talk about the Newton.
Prank phone call coming up next.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. Check out this subject. I want to have multiple women, but I love my wife.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you would comment.
No, let's get to the prank.
Nope. Right now, nephew's here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us today, nephew?
Here we go. Wash and fold.
What?
Wash and fold.
It's wash.
Yeah. That's all what right. I said. Wash and fold. Let's go. Come on, cat. Wash and fold. Wash and fold.
Hello?
Hello. I'm trying to reach Sam or Sammy. I'm not sure which one.
This is Sammy. This is Sammy. What's up?
Hey, Sammy, how are you? This is Kevin. I'm the manager over here at Fresh and Clean Wash and Fold.
Yeah, well, what's going on, Kev?
You bring your clothes here pretty much on a weekly basis, is that correct?
Yeah, I stop through probably once a week.
Okay, and you're bringing, you're pretty much bringing a full load of clothes pretty much once a week, right?
Yeah, I just bring whatever I got.
Okay, well, we got a bit of a problem talking to my employees here that have been,
what's going on? I mean, you not get your money or something?
Oh, no. We have you on file. I mean, your card goes through every week when you bring your things. So no, that's not the issue at all.
All right, then what kind of problem could we have?
Well, the ladies that are washing the clothes are complaining that when you bring your load in, I mean, I don't know how to really tell you this, but they're saying that your underwear is too dirty. They don't want to wash it. You know,
you playing, right?
No, I'm dead serious.
What are you talking about? My underwear is dirty. I'm not any more dirty than anybody else.
Sir, all I can tell you is we wash quite a few people's clothes on a daily basis, weekly basis. For my employees to complain about your load, then I have to give you a call and talk to you about it.
My man, I feel like you're f***ing around on my phone.
No, that's not what this is, bro. This is actually a call, and you know, we have two options
here. Are you out there calling everybody else?
No, I haven't had a complaint.
I know there's more dirty people than me going in your spot because I see them there.
Okay, here's the deal. We have two options here. You can scrub your underwear before you bring it in.
First off, you over here raising your voice now? What are you talking about, scrub my underwear? We clean, man. I'm clean. I bring my shit in, I drop it off, I pick it up.
Okay, so here's the problem. Once again, I'll start this off. You have two options, sir. You can bring in your stuff scrubbed, okay? When my ladies take a look at it, if they're comfortable with cleaning it, so be it. Or, you know, we might not be able to accept your clothes anymore.
Man, I don't even got to go up there anymore then. If you really playing around on my phone like this, I ain't even got to go up in there anymore. Let me talk to your manager, man.
I am the manager, sir. I'm Kevin.
Kevin,
I'm the manager here.
You don't sound like the manager.
What does a manager sound like then, Sammy?
You know, who owned the building? Let me talk to him.
Okay, he's not here right now. I'm the manager, and I'm the one taking care of this problem. My ladies have a problem with washing your underwear, and I'm calling you to let you know there's a problem. I'm letting you know the way to rectify the problem is you can scrub them before you bring them in, and then we will wash them. If you
You ain't got to rectify. You just need to quit calling my phone on this bull. I ain't going to go up there no more, Dan. That's fine. I ain't got to come through your spot. That's fine.
Do you know how dirty, how funky your clothes got to be, man? For my people to be telling me they don't want to wash them no more. You know how funky that's got to be, Sammy?
Man, who the f*** are your people? Who are your ladies? Man, I go up in there. I ain't never had a problem with they. You know what? I ain't never even seen your ass up in this motherfucker. Where the f*** you been at there? Now I look like I got a problem with Kevin. Who the f*** is Kevin, man? You say you the manager. You ain't never f*** been there.
I'm here. I'm just not here when you're here.
Are you in the back washing those drawers? What the f*** is going on with you, man?
I'm not in the back washing, but I am here periodically when I need to be. Don't worry about when I'm at work.
Man, I ain't never seen your ass, and I ain't never had a problem with your lady.
Hey, well, don't worry about when I'm at work. Worry about how to scrub your underwear. That's what you worry about.
Man, I'm done with you, bro. What the f*** you on my phone doing this for? Man, you know, f*** your ass and f*** everybody at that motherfucking wash and fold, bro.
You know what? I'm trying to be as professional as I can, but the way that you're talking to me, you can wash your damn clothes your own self then. That's what you can do.
That's fine, man. And you can keep on managing the goddamn laundromat, whatever the f*** you doing with your life.
Okay, well, do whatever you're doing with your life, but do the world a favor and clean your f***ing drawers.
Bro, I'm going to come through and wash your ass. You keep talking and f***ing around on my phone.
Hey, man, how you want to do this? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm just letting you know. I'm going to double charge your credit card for the amount of work that my people had to do. Close.
As a motherfucker, I'm putting a stop payment on my shit. So if that shit goes through on your end, we're going to have a motherfucking problem.
Well, that's I don't know how you're going to put a stop to it when I'm running your card right now. There's nothing you can freaking do.
Okay. That's fine. I'm gonna show up at the fresh and clean there. You the manager. You should be there 50 hours a week then. I'm going to come meet your Kevin.
Okay, well, that's fine with me. You know what? I don't understand. Why can't you just say, you know what? Let me do a better job at cleaning my underwear. How about that?
I don't know what. I know your life ain't that good. I know you over there managing the laundromat and now you getting bored of working. But don't be calling my phone playing around in this because I know you ain't doing this to nobody else.
I'm exactly doing this to someone. I'm not doing this to anybody else. I don't have to do it to anybody else because nobody's bringing their clothes in like this.
Bro, I've been up there. Your employees are more dirty than my.
Well, Sammy, evidently not. Your clothes. Why are my employees complaining about you?
I don't know. I bet your employees complain about your too.
They're not complaining about my underwear, Sammy. You're the dirty guy.
Man, you know what? I'm done with your. You got any other you want to talk about?
We can talk about Carlton.
What the f you just. Carlton? How the f you know Carlton? I know he doesn't bring his up there.
Oh, you want to talk about your brother, Carlton? You want to talk about him?
My brother. Carlton, how the f you know? If he bringing his up there, he just started. So, yeah, what are we going to talk about Carlton? What Carlton doing?
Well, I'm going to tell you what Carlton doing. Carlton has been calling me, Nephew Tommy, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show to prank phone call you, Sammy D. You just got pranked, baby. You just got pranked by your brother Carlton and the nephew.
Hey, man, you ain't Carlton on some bullshit calling me about some underwear, bro.
we need a little wash and scrub, baby. A little wash and scrub.
Man, you right up, for real, man.
You good? You all right, man? Nobody. Your underwear is clean, Sammy. Your underwear is clean. Keep dropping them off at the washing fold. Don't quit taking your clothes up there.
I'm good, man. I don't know about Carlton after this, but I'm good.
All right, Sammy D, you got to tell me, what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Show with Nephew Tommy.
Man, he was about to jump through that phone on you.
Rub it up.
Play too much.
Nobody wants
underwear. Underwear isn't clean.
But I like the way he started attacking that you was just the manager at the laundry.
Yeah.
Yeah, because your life ain't what it want to be. Now you got some time to call me.
Your life sucks.
I'm bringing my clothes in for wash and fold. You down here managing the laundry, man. Right. This all you got to do.
Right.
Stupid is making stops around the country, and the next stop is Stockbridge, Georgia, at the Bridge. It's the Bridge Amphitheater. You don't want to miss it. That's me. That's the lovely Monique, the legend herself. That's Rodney Perry in the building. That's Dominique in the building. And I believe that boy Tony Roberts, oh Lord have mercy, is in the building. And then we're going to slide on down to Chicago, Illinois. I told y'all about Chicago, didn't I? Didn't I tell y'all about Chicago?
Yes.
All right, then. What I told y'all? I told y'all it was a whole lot of stupid wrapped up in the one. Didn't I say that? I said Gary Owens was in the building. I said Tony Roberts was in the building. Bill Bellamy in the building. Melanie Camacho in the building. Benji Brown and Kevin Tate, and hosted by the stupidest of them all. Yours truly, Nephew Tommy. Okay. All right. That's it. That's October 20th and 21st, Friday and Saturday, Erie Crown. That's the sweetest day comedy jam. Shirley Strawberry.
All right. Here we go. Thank you, Nephew. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter. Subject, I want to have multiple women, but I love my wife. We'll get into it right after this.
Shut up, Tommy.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter like we're going to read this one right here, right now, live on the air. Okay? Here we go.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject, I want to have multiple women, but I love my wife. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 40-year-old black man with a lot of weight in my community. I'm a very well-known businessman and former professional football player. I've been married for 10 years, and I have 3 children. My wife is very sweet, and we never argue or have any issues with our children. Everything is great, except for our sex life. My wife is a good woman that is very reserved in the bedroom. I had a lifestyle of having multiple women in my bed before I got married, and I could get a woman to do whatever I like sexually. It wasn't a control thing. Women did it just to say they've been with a ball player. 2 years ago, I fell back into my old ways after I met a woman that's a prominent and successful realtor. We clicked right away, and I found out that she's into a swinging type of lifestyle. She invited me to join her exclusive group of upscale swingers in our city. I enjoyed the group for a while, but the realtor and I realized that we loved having sex mainly with each other. So for the past 1.5 years, we've been in a relationship, and then she invited a female partner to join in on the fun. I went from being a swinger to more of a polyamory lifestyle. I'm worried that my wife could find out because some of the swinging couples have children that go to school with our children. One of the ladies is my wife's sorority sister. Now, my conscience is getting the best of me. I could tell my wife a watered down version of what's been going on. Like I went to a party and when I realized that everyone was doing, I left. I hate to break up with my girlfriends, but there is no way I could live without my wife and kids. Should I keep quiet and pray this never comes out or tell my wife part of the story?
This started out as a good bedtime story.
Be quiet, Tommy. So let me ask you this, sir, 40-year-old black man. You don't think your wife is going to find out? The kids and the sorority sister and all that. Okay, let's go down the list. You say you're a former professional football player. You're a very well-known businessman with a lot of weight in your community. So in other words, everyone knows you. You probably can't walk around in your city where there's someone who doesn't know you. I just think it's a matter of time before, you know, your wife finds out or gets out because, like I said, too many people know you and people talk. Word gets around. I don't know how you've been getting away with it for this long. I honestly don't. Why would you risk it all just for freaky sex? Why would you do that? Okay, is that a crazy question? Is that a crazy question?
Yeah, that's crazy.
All right. Is that
that's
a crazy question?
That's crazy question.
I'm just trying to find out. You say you can't live without your wife and kids. Well, you sure don't act like it. You sure don't act like it. What a big risk you're taking here. I think you're a sorry excuse for a husband for cheating and doing this to your family. I mean, thank God they don't know yet. You have way, way too much to lose, and you're putting it all on the line. I'm going to surprise Steve when I say I don't think you should tell your wife. Normally, Steve, you know I would say tell, but in this case, I just don't see how it would serve any good. It would serve any purpose. She doesn't know. I think you should stop. I definitely think that. I just think if you tell her, it would make things worse. I really, really think you need to turn your life around. You need to stop. You need to ask God for forgiveness. You need to pray that your wife never finds this out. You need to clean up your act. You need to get rid of these girlfriends. You need to do all of that. Now, having said that, I know you're not going to do it. I know you're not. I hope you do, though, for the sake of your wife and kids that you claim you can't live without. Steve?
All right, let me just tell you what really happened in this letter right here. The 40-year-old black man that writes the letter. I know exactly where you're coming from, so let's just peel back the skin on this banana for a second. First of all, the whole beginning of the letter has nothing to do with the letter. Nothing. I don't care that you have weight right. in your community. I don't care that you're a former football player. I don't care that you had wonderful sex in your past. That story that you're telling fits any damn man that drive a Pepsi truck, that work down at Ford,
like you,
that's sure. got a job at the post office. My cousin uh-huh. is a mailman in D.C. He making about $72,000 a year. He got 25 women on his route.
Oh, Lord. That's a lot. It's too much.
Tell me more.
It's not beautiful.
You got three little girls because you trying to deal this story about how upscale they are. Bruh, this whole letter is just about you and what you want to do. So I don't care how upscale you are in the community, because, brother, we can take away all that. And this story fits into regular people's lives that you're trying to tell that I'm a heavyweight in the community. I'm all this right here. Dog, you just a dude that wants some more chicks outside of the one you got. You want to have your cake and eat it, too. That's all this is about. That is the dilemma that faces everybody in their life at one point in time.
All right, we'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Subject, I want to have multiple women, but I love my wife. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter subject. I want to have multiple women, but I love my wife.
Bruh, the subject. What? I want to have my cake and eat it, too.
That's what it should have been.
Yeah, that's all this is, bro. The fact that you're a businessman, former football player, you're a heavyweight in your community, all that. So damn what? All this coming down to is you want to set up who you are. Before you got married, you could get a woman to do whatever I like sexually. All us could. Let me take it real. Before you married your wife, y'all did things. Y'all don't really do that much no damn more.
Hello. Hello.
Dog, you what you think you painting a picture and telling a story that don't nobody else know? So you wrote it in the form of a letter? Do you know how many people living this that you talking about, but didn't really figure it out, though? Which obviously you haven't. So now here go Uncle Steve talking to you. Little dude, you 40. It wasn't a controlled thing with women and everything. You know, it's just, I just say it, they just wanted to say they had been with a ball player. Okay, but you ain't a ball player no more. You ass 40.
Okay. Are you mad at him?
No, I'm just, let's stop all this. Tell me what you was. I guess they just wanted to be with a ball player. Okay, you ain't a ball player no more. Why they won't be with you now? Because you keep making yourself available. So now let's see what you just did. 2 years ago, I fell back into my old ways. Because you missed it. you know, you met a woman that was a prominent and successful realtor. You keep talking about all these, the money level of people. Y'all just two people admit. We click right away. I found out she was into a swinging type of lifestyle. Okay, now, which goes to show you, once again, poor people swing too. See, I don't know if you know
this. One more time, Steve. One more.
Poor people swing too. Poor-ass people get up
old.
And go.
You no, said poor.
No, poor people swing too. See, all this, I met an exclusive, and she invited me to join her exclusive group of upscale swingers. Poor people been swinging. In the projects, they swing. You bring your gal, I bring my gal. We're going to meet up with y'all. We're going to have some popcorn and fry some fish, and then we're going to swing.
Oh, he making it a class thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, dog, you trying to make it. She invited me to join this exclusive group of upscale swingers. I enjoyed the group for a while, but the realtor and I realized that we just love having sex mainly with each other. Okay. So, for the past year and a half, we've been in a relationship, and then she invited her female partner to join in the fun. Okay. So, not and of course, you had to do that. Because someone somewhere that you're not pointing out in this letter has a gun to your head.
Right.
And I understand, man, why you just got to do all of this here. Because you fell back into your old ways. So, okay. All right. So now I went from being a swinger to more of a polygamy or
polyamory
lifestyle, which I had that on my Facebook show. That's you, me, and she. That's what that is. So now you done fell into that. You, me, and she. So now you've did that.
I like how that's.
I'm very worried that my wife could find out. What? Yeah. All this. We done read 3/4 of the letter. Now you're very worried that your wife would find out. It's one way for her not to find out, but we ain't gonna cover that though, are we? Now listen to this. Because some of the swinging couples have children that go to school with our children. What swinger is sitting their baby down going, hey, look here. You know, Jessica's father that played football.
Come on,
you
Steve.
Do know that Jessica's father that played football, that he comes over here with me and your daddy and we do each other. Now, you need to tell that to Jessica so she'll know what her father's doing. So, bro, when you wrote in the letter, you worried they might find out because some of the swinging couples have children that go to school with our children. How hard y'all swinging where the kids know?
That's a lot of swinging.
I'm telling you, man. So one of the ladies is my wife's sorority sister.
Yeah.
Okay, bro. Are you stupid?
Yeah, he's stupid.
See, that's where the connection is. One of these girls is your wife's sorority sister. Don't worry about who kids go to school together. Now my conscience is getting the best of me. When did that kick in? Because you've been with this realtor for 2 years.
2 years.
And I could tell my wife a watered-down version of what's been going on. What is watered down about you having sex with some other people? How you going to wet that one?
Swinging.
Please tell us how you wet this conversation so it get watered down. We was just tongue kissing real hard.
Yeah, give us an example of swinging, Steve. Watered down.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna get to them. I went to a party and I realized, I went to a party when I realized what everybody was doing. I left. Why are you That's telling her you went to the party and you left, dog?
That's how you want it.
That's how you are now. I hate to break up with my girlfriends, but there's no way I could live without my wife and kids. You should. Okay, when I come back, can I finish this letter?
Okay, third part. Like, yeah. It's your show,
Thank
sir.
You. I'll be right back. Go ahead, right, something part three. To tell his ass.
Part three of the Strawberry Letter coming up.
He subject, don't understand.
I want to have multiple women, but I love my wife. We'll be back at 46 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, we're into part three of this Strawberry Letter. You have not finished. You wanted to tell the young man something. He's 40, though. The man something. I want to have multiple women, but I love my wife is the subject. It's about a 40-year-old man who's prominent in the community, former football player.
Yeah, and setting up all this shit like anybody care, man. Poor people cheat, too. We in an upscale swingers club. Poor people swing. man, please. This is not a social class status move you done made. You doing what anybody capable of doing, man. You cheating. Let's just call it what it is. I'm not judging you, but I'm just saying, dog, let's just call it what it is. It happens sometimes, and that's what you're doing. You're cheating.
Yeah.
You know, this upscale swinging club, she invited her female partner in. We liked it. We found out we liked each other more. We went back to that, but now I'm in a three-way, he, me, and she, you, she, and her. You gonna mess around. Somebody gonna pull their clothes off and surprise your ass. You keep on here. Whoa. I'm telling you right now. Yeah, that's what's gonna happen.
Where is this
you gonna
going?
Mess all okay. this going on, you, me, and she, and all this here. You gonna mess around and get somewhere naked in one of them groups, and somebody gonna pull their clothes off, and your ass gonna be surprised. Mm. But you might end up going along with that too, because you seem to be open to a lot of stuff, though.
He's freaking.
So now just listen to me, bro. Listen to me. I hate to break up with my girlfriends, but there's no way I could live without my wife and kids. If you continue, we about to find out how long you can live without your wife and kids. Mm-hmm. See, bro, at one point in time, you got to get to the point of figuring out what matters most in life.
Yes,
now, you don't. See, listen to your statement. I don't want to break up with my girlfriends. Okay, I got that. But guess what your next statement is? But there's no way I could live without my wife and kids. Now, if you broke up with your girlfriends, you'd be able to handle it. You don't want to. But if you lose your family, man,
you're done.
You're going to crumble, dog. And see, that statement alone, you got to make a choice now. Should I keep quiet and pray this never comes out and tell my wife part of the story? Why would you tell your wife this, man? Yeah. And why did you bring up prayer? Why don't you stop and pray, ask for forgiveness, and get your life together before you mess around and lose the thing that matters most to you? And let me tell you something, man, about the other woman. Most other women wish they were the wife.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM. There was part one, part two, and part three today. You can do it on Instagram or Facebook and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand, okay? We'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time for Junior's Truth Be Told.
Yeah, Shirley, you know, in the same vein of Halloween.
Oh, okay.
In the same vein, when you trick-or-treating,
yeah,
we should be able to recognize what you are when you come to the door.
Oh, your okay. costume?
Yeah, your costume. Uh-huh. We need to know off the bat.
Okay.
If you're a ghost, you're a ghost.
Okay.
If you a goblin, you a goblin.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't come to my door with these black costumes that I don't really recognize.
All these hood outfits.
Yeah, these hood outfits. Like, you got $25.33. What is you? I'm a food stamp. You ain't coming to my door. You dressed like this. You know, I don't need a costume coming to the door. You child support papers. I don't really want to give to that. I'm not giving to that. You're not coming over here as that. What is you? A box fan? You can't be a box fan. Coming to me. You got one blade. You spinning. I'm not finna be giving to that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm judging the costume. I want scary stuff. Dragon. You know, ghosts. You know, God. That's what. You know, you can't be all this other stuff nobody do. You know what I'm saying?
So you want a zombie?
Yeah.
Real,
you know what I mean? You 45. You by yourself. What are you? A baby daddy. You can't be a baby daddy. And my day, I'm dope. I'm not finna have that. And my dope. I just want to let y'all know. If you come over here, I'm turning my light out on. You're not getting no candy.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so I can't come as a bottle of OE?
No, you can't be over here as a bottle of OE. Yeah. Slish my nigga bull. Now, you come to the door, and it's 12 of y'all. It's just one adult and 12 kids. And I ask you what you is, you can't say I'm a baby mama. You can't be. Yeah. At my door, all the kids, different heights, different ages. What is you? I'm a baby mama. Well, why? Why would you want this is Halloween?
Hood costumes is different, Junior.
Yeah, I know.
You come up to the door, you got foil all over you. Who are you, Ultraman? I'm a sword. You a sword.
Oh, use your mama's foil.
Oh, you got some styrofoam already wound your waist and some aluminum over you. Uh-huh. Then you can be a to-go plate. You know what I'm saying? You don't want them. I don't want them costumes at my door. That's just the truth.
You got duct tape wrapped around your shoe. You come up there and just tell me you homeless.
So I can just put a whole bunch of white lotion on me, Junior, and say I'm a perm when I'm.
Yeah, you're a perm.
I'm a perm.
I'm a perm.
That's crazy.
That's all I'm saying. Okay. We don't want to see that this year.
You want some effort.
Yeah, invest in your costume.
Yeah, I want some scary
you
stuff.
You can't walk up to the door and you got six little girls with you and they open the door talking about what is you. I'm a pimp.
your costumes is too much.
That's hood stuff.
Yeah, that's hood stuff.
That's just hood stuff.
I've seen all this. Little boy alone. With the brown T-shirt on. He talking about he the UPS.
Yeah.
That's all you got.
Y'all coming
to brown dude.
Y'all coming to. You come to the door. You a grown man. You got your child. But you got two cardboards.
Uh-huh.
They both got two cardboard boxes. Yeah. What are y'all? We TV sets. Take your grown ass off.
Yeah, how about this one right here? If I put on a long white gown, dingy, and I'm a chitlin, basically.
I'm a chitlin. Man, go so somewhere.
So or you just walk up to the door and you got your pajamas on. What are you, little girl? I'm a praise dancer.
In your pajamas.
Wow.
I didn't know.
So y'all saying step the costumes up.
Yeah, just don't be lazy on the costume. You know, put some effort
into it. And, energy and effort.
True. Creativity.
Invest in yourself.
You just knock on the door. Mm-hmm. You just knock on the door. Little fat boy knock on the door. And you open the door. He ain't got no costume on. Who is you? I'm me. I'm hungry.
Okay, Junior.
Dirty shirt, raggedy hat, grease all over my face. I'm a shade tree mechanic. Do that work like that?
No, fool. That don't work.
Creative.
No. I'm leaning down on the corner. You know what I'm saying? No, you can't be Lenny. All shade tree mechanics' name is Lenny. Ooh, that's all right. I'm saying.
Like, yeah. Okay. Happy Halloween. Yeah.
Shirley, what is that?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Come on, Steve. Remind everyone. Elevate you. It is doing well. You're filming commercials.
Well, shot a commercial for it again yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Some new products are coming out. Some new drinks are coming out for mental clarity and focus. You know, I've got my body starting to straighten it out real good, you know, straightening some things out. But, you know, it's good to have people in your life to let you know when you need to, you know,
fix yourself. You're becoming so much like your nephew and not letting things go. You know that, right?
You know, my nephew is, you know, it's family. You know, what can I say? It's genetic. You know, and so anyway, it's just elevate you. It's just, it's going through the roof, everybody. And now I got some new drinks out for focus, clarity, mental alertness, with some new drinks, strawberry, orange, and stuff like that. It's really, really going well. It's going to be coming out soon. But right now, in all Walmarts, in not all Walmarts, but in a lot of Walmarts and on Walmart.com, you can get the stick packs where you can get your daily vital greens in a stick pack and just pour it in your glass and keep going. So it's going really good. And the gummies are doing well, too, for digestion, for metabolism, and for immunity. They're doing really, really well. So everybody, continue to support the brand. Thank you all so much. It's going wonderful.
Coming up in 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play another round of Would You Rather right after this. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. It is time now, guys, to play a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather eat a pumpkin raw or eat a salad with flies on it?
What kind of Would You Rather ass question is that?
What do you know, damn?
What,
salad
just
with
answer
flies
the question.
I ain't eat no raw.
I don't want to eat no salad with no flies on it.
No. I can fan flies. You, been doing that.
Yeah. I don't even know what pumpkin eats.
Ace pumpkin, man.
Raw.
Yeah.
Well, what is I'm eating this salad for? The salad ain't cooked.
It's raw. It's a raw salad. All right. Would you rather ants in your pants or worms in your shoes?
No, you can't be in my pants. I'm going to have to deal with them worms in them shoes. No. You can't be in my pants.
Hell no. I got these worms in the shoes. I'm going to walk their ass to death.
I'm going
to
kill their ass.
Just by walking.
I'm going to kill them.
Just because you walk. That's it.
Boy, them damn ants going to be busy, though.
Yeah, you can't fool with the ants, man. Mm. And when they get together, woo!
And they get scared.
They get scared and they get that signal.
Yeah.
Like, what? And bite at the same time.
No.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Worms. All right. Would you rather dinner at the exorcist house or dinner at the poltergeist?
Oh, I'm at the poltergeist house.
Poltergeist.
When this heifer was not spitting on me and turning her head around and the devil pick up the bed. We don't play with the devil.
No.
And the poltergeist house, y'all gonna turn this damn TV off and we're gonna get some sleep around here. That's what y'all gonna do.
Bring the white people out the TV. Yeah, we here. But I tell you who ain't here. The devil ain't here though.
B. Yeah.
B, poltergeist. White people stepping out of TVs. How y'all doing? What's up?
Come on. Make yourself at home.
Hey, step three back up in there and put on ESPN before you come out.
Da-na-na, da-na.
Yeah. Satan picking the bed up, got this white girl scarred all up, turning head. I'll give you a cocktail.
Alright. Would you rather sleep in a coffin for a whole week now?
B.
Or sleep in the bed with a vampire?
B. Scoot your punk ass over. Bite me. Try.
I'll put you on B. Yeah.
Your what? Ass, man. Me and him gonna be busy. We're not laying in this damn coffin.
With a vampire?
Man, what he gonna do?
Now, if I sleep in the coffin, can we keep the door open? Can we keep the lid?
No.
Dog, I'm not climbing in that coffin. I don't give a damn what happened. Me and that vampire, I'll be up all night with his ass.
Yeah. My first rule with this vampire, keep your fangs to yourself.
I bet that coffin comfortable, though. I'm telling you, man. I bet that thing is comfortable.
It's all
Tommy wants the coffin, guys.
What?
Well,
yeah.
You ain't got nobody you can check on it with.
We'll be back at 29 minutes after with the last break of the day and some closing remarks right after this.
Look tight to me.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, guys, here we are at the end of the road for this show today anyway. Last break of the day. And time now. Yeah, Boys to Men.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I'm going to share something with you all that I did yesterday on early morning. I got up early morning. I was doing my morning meditation. And I decided to go online and go to Joel Osteen's video. Something just led me to that. I had been reading some scriptures and stuff and something. And I punched on a video called There's Miracles in Your Mouth. And man, oh man, oh man, was it a real good one for me. And I'm going to paraphrase what he said, but I'm going to put it in a way that it really, really mattered to me when I heard this. He was talking about there's miracles in your mouth. And, you know, I often say to everybody, I say, look, a man is as he thinketh, you know, and that's what you are. That's the scripture, right? So if whatever you think, that's what you are, right? That's a fact. But there's an added element to that that I hadn't really considered as much as I did when I heard Joel Osteen talking about there's miracles in your mouth. And the point that he was making is, it's very important, folks, that as you think these positive thoughts, that you have these positive affirmations in your life, it's equally important that you speak them out loud, that you speak them into existence. Because what he was explaining to me that kind of made the light bulb go off in my head was, is not only that you have to think the right thoughts, you have to say the right thoughts. And by saying it, it releases it into the universe and it causes angels to work on your behalf. And you know, I hadn't really thought of it that way. I've always thought that thinking it was enough. And I guess I've said some things, but not consciously out loud. You know, I've professed some things. But he started talking about it, and he made the correlation at the very beginning of time when God said, let there be light. Now, God's pretty powerful, right? He could have just popped his fingers and there was light. But he intentionally said it, and he wrote about it in the Bible to leave it in our head that it's important that you say it. He said there was light. And then there was light. That's really an important thing. So what the whole thing about saying that there's miracles in your mouth is to get people to start professing with their mouth things that they want to come to fruition. Because it releases angels on your behalf to go out and help fight. You know, he was talking about how his mother had cancer in 1981. And they had said she had 6 months to live. Well, his mother sits on the front row of every service right now. And she was, cancer was all over her body. But she kept saying, I am healed. She kept saying out loud. She not only believed it, but she said it. And she would recite scriptures all the time. And Joel said he would walk in the room and she would say scriptures out loud that confirmed her belief that she was going to be fine. And he was just talking about how many times that happens in real life, that you actually, through affirmation and speaking it out loud, there are miracles in your mouth. And how many times have you spoken something into existence? I remember Muhammad Ali was talking, and he had a quote. He was talking one day and he said I was the greatest before I was the greatest. And he was talking about how he spoke that into existence. So I'm saying to everybody that's listening today, start speaking your affirmations out loud. I believe that I'm going to live a long and healthy life as long as God see fit for me to be here. I am going to prosper. I have God's favor in my life. I am a child of God, and I'm under his protection, and no weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't. It's not to say won't nobody do nothing to you, but it's saying it will never accomplish what they set out for it to do. They want it to prosper. That's not what's going to happen. Oh, you can say it about me, but that don't make it so. You can speak a lot of things. So what is it that you really want in life? What are the things you're really going for? Start speaking them out loud. Start claiming it. Release it into the universe and let them angels out there work on your behalf. You know, oh, I feel like I'm always sick. Yeah. That's a true statement. You are. I just don't see nowhere. I don't see how you gonna make it. You know, have you ever told something to somebody and you were so firm in your belief, and when you shared it with them, they couldn't see it, and they started telling you how they didn't think it would work? Man. Well, that's because God didn't show it to them. He showed it to you. It's your affirmation that matters. And then he was talking about where there's two or more gathered in my name, so shall it be. He says, sometimes you can't find another person. He says, so the two people got to be you and yourself. Sometimes you just got to come to terms with you and yourself and let them be the two people that agree on something. Hey, man, start speaking miracles into your life. There are miracles in your mouth. Make positive affirmations and don't be afraid to say it out loud, man. That's what God put in front of us. Y'all have a great day, okay? Stay positive.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.